Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Welcome to Sportcast, the First Post sports update where we discuss the biggest news in sports in the last 24 hours. You're listening to Brian. We start with news on India's preparations for the Asian Games. There is still some suspense, if you will, over the Indian contingent that will finally head to Jakarta for the 2018 Asian Games. The games kick off on the 18th of this month. That is less than 10 days from now, but the final list is still hanging in the air. The Indian Olympic Association, after many changes, submitted a list comprising of 575 athletes and 213 officials to the Sports Ministry earlier this week. However, deliberations seem to be continuing at the ministry, which is yet to grant clearance. A source from the Sports Ministry told PTI, it may take a day or two to give the final clearance of the contingent. Reports suggested that the ministry is not happy with Rajkumar Sacheti as one of the four deputy chef d'mission of the Indian contingent. The reason could be a disproportionate assets case filed against Sacheti in 2013 in relation to the 2010 CWG corruption scandal. Rajkumar Sacheti was one of the aides to Suresh Kalmadi, the former IOA chief. Kalmadi served as head of the 2010 CWG organizing committee. He was jailed and then released on bail. Sacheti served as joint director general of the organizing committee under Kalmadi. On the other hand, the IOA is reportedly considering sending Sacheti to Jakarta at its own cost in case the ministry decides to exclude him. The IOA said it will hold a send-off ceremony tomorrow, 10th August, indicating that the final list is likely to be cleared by then. We spoke yesterday about Spanish goalkeeper Kepa Arrizabalaga's move to Chelsea from Athletic Bilbao of the La Liga. On Wednesday, the Spanish club confirmed that Kepa had paid his 80 million euro buyout clause. This clears the way for the 23-year-old Spaniard to join Chelsea as the world's most expensive goalkeeper. In Spanish football, the buying club does not have to pay the selling club the amount set by the contract. Instead, it is the player who buys himself out. The amount of the buyout clause is deposited with La Liga in order to release the player. La Liga then passes on the amount to the selling club, in this case Atletico Bilbao. The club said in a press release, La Liga informed our club that the player, Kepa Arrizabalaga, had met the conditions to unilaterally break his contract that linked him to Athletic Club. The amount of the compensation established in the contract has been deposited. Athletic thanks the player for his contribution during the entire time he has remained in our club. He will replace Chelsea's goalkeeper, Thibaut Courtois of Belgium at Stamford Bridge. The 80 million euro deal with Kepa beats the previous highest such transfer, a 72.5 million euro deal that saw Alisson of Brazil move from Roma to Liverpool last month. Courtois, who was voted the best goalkeeper at the 2018 World Cup, will be moving to Real Madrid for 35 million euros. The Belgian goalkeeper has been open about his desire to move as he can be closer to his children who live in Madrid. Real Madrid announced that Courtois will sign a 6-year contract. He will face competition from Keylor Navas, a favourite with Real Madrid coach Julen Lopetegui. Chelsea released a statement saying they have agreed terms for the permanent transfer of Thibaut Courtois, subject to the agreement of personal terms and passing a medical. Subject to the completion of the deal, Mateo Kovacic will join the Blues on a season-long loan. As part of this deal, Croatian player Mateo Kovacic, who was part of the Croatia team that lit up the World Cup, will be on loan from Real Madrid to Chelsea in the coming season. Courtois posted on his Facebook account, "I would like to express my heartfelt gratitude for the four fantastic years that have passed. Chelsea FC will always have a fantastic place in my heart." He also thanked the fans for their support and added, "I hope you understand that being closer to my kids was considerable in my decision." An update on the Ben Stokes trial in Bristol. The English all-rounder is on trial for assaulting two men outside a Bristol club in September 2017. The prosecution had claimed that Stokes had mocked two gay men outside the Embargo club and then attacked them. In response, Ben Stokes claimed he punched a man for abusing another individual for being gay. Stokes apparently told the police that he felt forced to defend himself as it was 2-on-1 in the brawl with Ali and Hale. Stokes claimed that the men he was defending thanked him for preventing them from being beaten up. However, an off-duty police community support officer who tried to break up the fight told the court that Stokes seemed to be the main aggressor. The jury viewed video footage of Stokes speaking with William O'Connor and Kai Barry outside the nightclub in the early hours of 25th September. More footage showed Stokes fighting with Ryan Lee and Ryan Hale after walking away from the club. The jury then saw footage that showed Barry allegedly grabbing Ryan Ali's groin. Detective Constable Daniel Adams told the jurors that Ryan Ali and Kai Barry appeared to be having a disagreement. Then, Mr. Barry grabs Mr. Ali around the groin area. Mr. Barry appears to link arms with Mr. Ali and is shrugged off and pushed away. The footage also showed Ben Stokes approaching a retreating Ali, Adams testified. Ryan Hale is then shown collapsing to the floor, getting up after 20 seconds, disappearing and then returning with, according to Adams, what appears to be a metal pole. Stacey Alwey, a constable who arrested Stokes at the scene, said he was calm and compliant. Footage from her body camera shows her saying to Stokes, "A guy over there was covered in blood and I've been told you punched him." Stokes replies, "Because he was abusing my two friends for being gay." Defending himself, Stokes said, "These men were speaking to the gay guys in what I would call a harsh and abusive way. It was homophobic in nature. I took exception and said, 'Leave it out.' One of the guys responded. He said, 'Shut up or I'll bottle you.'" He claimed Ali then came at him with a bottle in his hand. Stokes had said in his statement, "I'm clear that I felt under threat of immediate attack from both these men and I did what I did only in order to defend myself." Stokes will miss the second test match between England and India that starts today on account of this trial. And in news about that second test match, England captain Joe Root has confirmed that 20-year-old Ollie Pope will play as the number 4 batsman in the Lord's Test. The Surrey batsman, who has had a successful county season where he scored 684 runs at an average of over 85, will join fellow Surrey player Sam Curran in the playing 11. Pope will replace the out-of-form David Mullen, who has scored just 74 runs in his last 5 test innings. Root said, "He's obviously batted at 6 for Surrey this season, but having seen him play a little bit and the way his game is set up, I think it's very much transferable to bat at number 4 in Test cricket. I think he fits nicely into that position in our team." Ollie Pope made his first class debut in March last year and has been drafted into the Test team after just 15 matches. He has never batted in the top 5 in county championship cricket. England are also yet to decide who will replace Ben Stokes in the playing 11, Chris Wokes or spinner Moeen Ali.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.